Hi, this is LaVon Eblen and Brian Smith with the Conservation Report. A bit different voice for you this morning, but on the other end, of course, is the voice you're familiar with, Brian Smith, who is a conservation officer for Cass and Adair counties. Good morning to you.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you today?
I'm good and hope you're the same. The weather's kind of gotten a little bit better for us. And, you know, the first thing I want to talk about, Brian, is turkeys. What's happening with turkeys?
Well, we are, of course, in turkey season. We've got the youth season in full swing, and so that's always exciting for those young folks. They started last Saturday, the 4th of April, and then that season ends this Sunday, the 12th of April. So the youth have had a couple of weekends now to get out and hunt some turkeys. And then the adult season, season, I should say, will start on Monday the 13th.
All right, just no overlap there. Just one, the adult follows the youth.
Yep, right. And I kind of misspoke there when I said adult, but yeah, the regular first turkey season starts Monday the 13th, and we'll be right square into the middle of the turkey season before you know it.
That's for sure. You know, Brian, I remember the first time I saw one of those wild turkeys. It hasn't been all that well. It's probably been more years ago than I want to count, over in the park by Guthrie Center, and I was just astounded. But now you can see them driving down the road sometimes.
Turkey populations have expanded quite considerably. You know, when I moved away, oh gosh, I hate to give away my age here, but going on almost 30 years ago, I moved away when I went into the Air Force, and I came back and went to Iowa State. We had no turkeys, and of course, as you know, I'm originally from Anita. We didn't have turkeys in the area. You had to go to the areas of big timber over in eastern Iowa to find turkeys, and of course, that's changed a lot. Now we've got folks hunting turkeys right outside of Lake Anita, you know, right around Wyota, along Turkey Creek. So turkey populations have really expanded here in southwest Iowa. And, of course, the Lost Hills are just, pardon the pun, but the thing, but you can't put a dead cat without hitting a turkey in the Lost Hills. So it's been quite exciting to see that dramatic change.
Yes, it really is. And of course, for those who are hunting them, it's very exciting. They don't have to go somewhere else. They can go out in their backyard. So, yeah, pretty magnificent birds. Is it true they can't fly?
No, it is not true. Well, domesticated turkeys cannot fly, but no, wild turkeys can fly, and they can fly quite well.
All right.
So that is an old wives' tale.
Okay, well, an old hunter's tale, let's say.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Brian. Another thing, you know, it even though we just had snow last Thursday, it is supposed to be spring, and I'm thinking there are some people who love fishing who are thinking about, okay, it's time to get out there for the spring fishing season.
Yes, the fishermen I've seen so far this spring have been pretty well bundled up in their kind of in their winter garb yet, but there are a lot of people thinking spring and thinking fishing. Again, there's been a number of people out and about that I've checked. The problem with the spring weather in Iowa, and we get these fluctuations of these cold fronts moving through. Those cold fronts tend to not only make the fishing more uncomfortable for us humans, but they also tend to shut the fishing down. The bite on the fish really slows down. So really hoping we can get some, somewhat regulated more, some sunny weather. When that starts warming up the water and so on and so forth, that'll really help those fish start to hit. I know the channel cats hit, of course, they hit right after ice out, and some folks did pretty good on channel catfish. And now the next thing we will be looking for is the crappie bite to start up. And obviously crappie fishing is very popular, and several local lakes have great crappie populations, such as Lake Anita, and usually one of the first crappie lakes to start warming up in the spring and getting a good crappie bite. And, of course, local area farm ponds with crappie populations, those should kick in even earlier, and I think they're starting to, but again, we get one of these cold fronts come through and really, really shut them down. So get some nice warm weather, and the crappies should really start hitting.
Does it make any difference if the sun is shining versus just cloudy and warm? Is it the temperature, or is it the sun actually the light that brings the fish to more closer to the surface?
No, it's actually, of course, now we could get into a philosophical argument.
Okay.
You could ask 10 different anglers this and get 10 different anglers or 10 different answers. But it's actually the water temperature that triggers the bite, and then the actual barometric pressure, from my understanding, is what on a day-to-day basis either kind of turns the fish onto a bite or kind of shuts them down. It's more barometric pressure. So, and you'll get anglers that'll argue they like a day when the water's like glass and no wind, and another angler will tell you they like a little chop on the water. So that's all variable, but the actual bite itself in the spring is triggered due to water temperature. When that water warms enough that those fish become more active looking for food, and of course, then they're starting to look to spawn.
Okay. What else, Brian, is springtime? What are you thinking about? What are you watching for? What are some of your concerns in the spring this time?
Well, I have to mention, just the other day, I wrote down in my field officer's diary when I was working, I was actually noticed that the tree swallows were back for the first time. And that same day that the tree swallows came back, I noticed quite a number of neotropical migrants coming through the area. And so that was on, that would have been April 2nd that I noticed the tree swallows back. So that's always a good sign. Next I'll be looking for the barn swallows to be back. That's always a sure sign of spring when you see them roll in. And so that's always exciting every spring to wait for those, wait for the different songbirds to come back. Other than that, paddlefish season is in full swing. That ends this next Wednesday, I believe it is, the 15th of April, will be the last day of the paddlefish season. I've heard some mixed reports on that, depending on where you're at. There's been some angler success. It sounds like a lot of the success has been a little further north, up toward the Sioux City area, and south into Monona County. So, again, it sounds like the best success has been north of Missouri Valley and up towards Sioux City. And then, of course, talking nice weather and sunshine and crappies and biting and turkey hunting, we have to talk a little bit about morel mushrooms, don't we?
Oh, yes. That's some people can hardly wait. And if they find a spot, they're not going to tell anybody else, correct?
It's become quite the competition. I had no idea growing up that I didn't hunt morels when I was growing up, and I had no idea that it was such a top secret sport for some folks. So and very competitive.
Oh yes.
If someone has a hot morel spot, they're probably not going to give it up to you very easily. So, but that again, that's another sure sign of spring. And I know a lot of folks that in their lives a perfect spring day is going out in the morning and shooting a turkey, coming back, or maybe looking for some morels on the way out, carrying their turkey out, and then going and catching a nice mess of crappie to fry up that night all in the same day. It's kind of the trifecta.
It would be like the end of the rainbow almost, the treasure.
Yeah.
So are you a morel fan?
Oh, I love morels. I could eat morels until I'm sick and then eat them again.
Okay. Well, you're not telling us where to find them either, right?
No, I'm not. I'm not that good at it myself. So any spots I have to keep to myself.
All right. Well, it's been a real pleasure visiting with you, Brian Smith, who, of course, is a county conservation officer for Cass and Adair counties. And probably the next time you visit, you're going to be hearing Bob Bebensee again. So thank you very much, Brian.
It was nice to be here with you, LaVon.
Okay.